This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Later today, profits are due from entertainment giant Disney. The CEO there, Robert Iger, was supposed to step down back in 2015, delayed it to 2016, now delayed it again to 2018. There's talk his exit might be delayed yet again. Marketplace's Sabri Benishor reports.
It's a critical time for the media conglomerate. Disney-owned ESPN lost 2 million subscribers last year. James Dix is with Wedbush Securities.
It's an industry-wide issue.
Because people are ditching cable for Netflix. Now, in the short term, it's not a huge problem for Disney. Scott Robson is with S&P Global.
ESPN is still very profitable for Disney.
Robson says cable providers that carry ESPN are locked into rate hikes that more than make up for the subscriber loss.
So it continues to grow revenue.
But long-term, declining cable viewership is still a problem. Disney's response? Invest $1 billion in BAM Tech, a digital streaming company.
That was to position the network for a subscription streaming service.
Still no magic wand, says Richard Greenfield, analyst with BTIG.
It's not clear yet what Disney can actually offer direct-to-consumer, even with BAM Tech.
That's because ESPN's major sports are contractually stuck on cable for years to come. Neat and tidy happy endings aren't common in the real world, even for Disney. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor for Marketplace.